This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Thursday, March 28, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. The City of South Bend has unveiled plans for a more than $100 million downtown mixed-use development project. Plans for the Madison Lifestyle District include 240 apartment units, a 100-room hotel, 40,000 square feet of commercial space, and more than 900 parking spaces. Caleb Bauer, Executive Director of Community Investment for the City, says the project has been contemplated for several years and will encompass two city blocks that are currently being used for surface parking.
The goal there certainly is to meet the demands of the market, but as well, it's really to add that vibrancy into our downtown that, you know, is so necessary for a downtown's health.
The project still requires approval from the South Bend Redevelopment Commission. If approved, Bauer said the city aims to break ground next year, with completion set for late 2027 or early 2028. A former employee of a social services agency in Maryville is accused of misappropriating more than $600,000 in pandemic relief funds meant for rental assistance. The employee at Geminis was fired, and evidence was turned over to the U.S. Secret Service after internal discrepancies were discovered in an audit performed. Regional Care Group and Geminis President and CEO Bill Troutbridge told our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana. The audit by Indianapolis-based accounting firm Blue & Co. found that the employee misappropriated $636,000 by creating fictitious landlords to fraudulently request rental payments, Troutbridge said. The Evansville Regional Economic Partnership announced Wednesday it promoted Patrick Hickey to be its new economic development director. Hickey has been acting as an economic development program manager since January 2023. In his new role, he will work with local government, electors, the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, and other economic development organizations to attract employers and investments to the region. Hickey will also support and seek to advance EREP's talent EVV goals. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
A 2024 report analyzing 2022 infant death records with a preliminary glimpse at 2023 fatalities found that deaths increased between the 2 years, from 7.2 deaths per 1,000 live births to 6.5 deaths. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
Every baby lost is a tragedy, State Health Commissioner Lindsay Weaver said in a news release. Roughly 11 babies died every week in 2022 for a total of 577 children who died before their first birthday. The national average for 2022 infant mortality was 5.6 deaths per 1,000 live births. The rate for Black, non-Hispanic children continued to outpace their peers with a rate of 14.1 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2022, or 140 children. Hispanic children of all races had a rate of 7.9 deaths per 1,000 births, followed by white children at 5.6 deaths per 1,000 births. Infant mortality is considered to be the number one indicator of health status in the world. The greatest contributing factor to 2022 deaths was identified as perinatal risks, or conditions related to the health and well-being of the mother. Other factors include lack of early prenatal care, stress, obesity, and smoking. The Indiana Department of Health said it hopes the decision to release preliminary 2023 data would, quote, help communities and organizations make timely and well-informed public health decisions, end quote, but it doesn't include the in-depth analysis, which will be available in the coming months. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Several new laws pushed by the Indiana Chamber of Commerce will take effect this year to help protect businesses from certain kinds of lawsuits and potentially encourage more settlements. Such tweaks to tort law were among the chamber's top priorities, and the organization was successful in persuading the legislature to forbid foreign entities from funding lawsuits against Indiana businesses, provide more financial incentives for settlements, and allow the failure to use seatbelts to be considered as a mitigating factor when determining damages in traffic accident lawsuits. Another recently approved law that was not part of the chamber's agenda protects an entire industry from lawsuits by local governments and is described by some critics as legislative overreach that could lead other industries to seek the same unprecedented privilege. The number of Americans signing up for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week, another sign that the labor market remains strong and most workers enjoy extraordinary job security. Jobless claims dipped by 2,000 to 210,000, the Labor Department reported Thursday. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out week-to-week ups and downs, fell by 750 to 211,000. Economists expect some tightening in the jobs market this year, given the surprising growth of the U.S. economy last year and in 2024. The Senior Director of External Innovation Investment at Corteva Agriscience says the company's new investment and partnership platform will serve as a vehicle to drive innovation in the ag sector. The Indianapolis-based agriculture company last week unveiled Corteva Catalyst at the World AgriTech Innovation Summit in San Francisco. Through the platform, Corteva plans to partner with entrepreneurs and innovators to, quote, accelerate the development of early-stage disruptive technologies that enable farmers to sustainably produce more food and feed. Garmon Construction President Paul Oakson is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.